Hello, Jackie speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is David, and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa and MasterCard, okay?
Yep.
And the reason why I'm calling you up, like this morning today, did you make a transaction to overseas for a holiday?
No.
That's the reason, ma'am, because there was a legal transaction that made for an amount of $890 to a company named by Austin Tour and Travels, and you are not authorizing any transaction to this company, right?
Right.
And ma'am, did you remember recently, have you visited for a shopping or a grocery and you do share any of your personal details to anyone?
No.
Like in the last couple of days, or you ordered something online from over the internet?
No.
All right. The reason why I'm asking you all this, ma'am, because of the IP address of your internet location, your IP address of your mobile network is been tried to ship by those people, whoever are involved in this. And that's only the reason you haven't received any email or any messages regarding to those payment. Right?
Right.
So we will go ahead and make you cancel up this transaction to make sure that no funds might be get released out, and in the near future as well, you will be not getting any notification regarding to those transactions, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Which card are you talking about?
I'm talking about your debit card. Shipped.
What?
I'm talking about your debit card, ma'am. Okay?
Right. Okay.
And ma'am, on your mobile phone, have you deal with any American organization, like you ordered something from their website?
No, I deal with PayPal.
You only use a PayPal, right? For any
yes.
overseas transaction, okay. Because ma'am, your current location of your mobile phone is showing in a different country, and that's the reason we got suspicious and ring you up today for a short verification and make sure that the transaction which was been attempted without your authorization, we can also block them, okay? We can cancel up those payments, right?
Okay.
All right. So, ma'am, have you tried to check recently your IP address location of your mobile network? Are you aware about that?
No.
Right. Because, ma'am, we will help you to check that. Make sure you are not going to read out or share any detail over here. Because the location, you will be just having a look from your end, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you got a Google or a Safari on your mobile phone, ma'am? Any of the internet browsers?
I'm not opening anything on my mobile phone while I'm on
You
the
are
phone,
not opening anything, ma'am. You are just checking the location of your network. And I don't want you to tell me or read out. You will be just having a look with your own eyes. So you might get concerned regarding to this. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you, ma'am. Once you check that, you can see it from your end and you can get verify whether the location is changed or it is exactly where you are in Australia, ma'am. All right?
Okay.
Right. So can you also find out a Google or a Safari?
Yep.
All right. Now, on the Google, ma'am, you can see the search. On the search, you can just simply type over there, my 1P country address. And just have a look. No need to tell me anything about that. Okay?
So it's number one or 01E?
Yeah, no. The number one, the figure one, the numeric one. My 1P country address. And 1 and P should be together, ma'am. There should be no space. Okay?
Yeah.
My 1P country address. And you can check. The details will be coming up on your phone, ma'am.
Yes.
And don't tell me anything about that. Just have a look.
Yep.
Can you see? Is it in matching with your location currently where you are, ma'am?
Yep.
What did you type in on the Google, ma'am?
NY1P country.
Address. Then again type address. After country, type address. ADDRESS. Address.
Okay.
Now you can check, ma'am. My 1P country address.
Yep.
All right. Is it showing in Australia, ma'am, or it is showing in a different country?
Showing in Australia.
All right. Well, and what page do you see come up? Is this coming up like IP address information or IP address details?
Got my IP address, the number, where I am, what state I'm in, the longitude, the latitude.
Yeah, can you see the country? What is the country over there, ma'am?
Australia.
All right. And is the number starting up with 66 or there is
yep.
the different numbers?
66.
All right. Because, ma'am, the IP address is currently showing up in United States of America. That's the reason we got suspicious. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now we will be going ahead and reporting this fraudulent activity on the cybersecurity website. You can close this Google page, ma'am.
Okay.
You can remove, close the IP address country page. And again on the Google, type over there ACSC Australia. Australian Cyber Security Center, ACSC, Australia. Did you type in ACSC, Australia, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, once you search for that, you can see a page with the ACSC homepage, cyber.gov.au.
Yes.
Click on that, ACSC homepage.
Yes.
This is the exact the security portal, ma'am, the security website from where we are ringing you up, okay?
Okay.
Now, once you open the ACSC page, what do you see over there?
Get alerts on new threats, report threats across.
Now, these are the things, ma'am, you need to accommodate them. You need to apply them in the near future for your personal, ma'am, personal things for your personal accounts and your banking, right? Now, you can scroll down a little bit and you can see there will be a more option like top three things to protect yourself. Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, these are the things, ma'am, you need to make sure that you need to apply them, you need to follow up them in the near future, ma'am, like update your device most of the time when the updation is required, all right? And you can also add a double layer of security, a multi-layer security. For any transaction authentication, you can keep an authenticator app like your fingerprint, your face ID. Without this thing, no transaction might be get released out because this verification should be mandatory for any payment coming out from your account, right?
Okay.
And the last option you can see like the backup data on the cloud or an external hard drive, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what we are going to do here is we are going to report this fraudulent activity directly on this website, ma'am. Now, you can scroll up the page and go to the very top on the ACSC page. Go to the very top
mm-hmm.
and you can see report. Option there is report, right? Can you see the report option there?
Yes, I'm doing it as an individual.
Yeah, perfect, ma'am, because your individual account has been tried to hack, so you are reporting as an individual. Once you click on the individual, ma'am, you can see you will be reporting a cyber crime through the police, through a cyber reporter, right?
Yes.
All right. Now you can close this Google page. We have successfully report a fraudulent activity. Now the Australian Federal Police will be also investigating those people from where they are coming up and how they get access of your information, ma'am, right?
Okay.
All right. Now you can close the Google page. Now on your mobile phone, you do have an app store or a Play Store, ma'am?
Yes.
Open up. Is it an Android phone or you are using an Apple device, ma'am?
Apple.
Okay. And apart from your mobile, you haven't tried to access your account online from any other different device, right, ma'am? Only your mobile phone has been used most of the time.
Yes.
All right. Once you're on the app store, do let me know, okay?
In the app store?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the App Store.
Now, on the App Store, you can see the search. You just type over there, Zoho, Zoho.
Who?
Z for zebra, Z for zebra.
Yeah.
O for orange.
Yeah.
H for Henry.
Yeah.
and O for orange again. It should be Zoho, Z-O-H-O.
Okay.
Now, search for that. Click on search.
Okay. Zoho Corporation, Zoho Mail, Sales, Invoice.
No, can you see Zoho Customer, Assist Customer Zoho? Zoho Assist Customer, ma'am. It will be the green color logo, Zoho Assist Customer.
Yeah.
All right, click on that, the green one, Zoho Assist Customer. Because
this is large screen sharing.
No, ma'am, your network, your IP address will be converted back exactly where you are, because those hackers are still getting access of your internet IP address. So it will be just they will help you to shift. It will help you to receive the notification about those payment and block those people from your network, ma'am. Okay?
No, it says live screen sharing. I'm not doing that. Thank you. I'll call the back.
No, ma'am. You are not sharing.